I would regret it in like a week, but it would be funny.
Okay, now, while it would be funny, I'm going to personally advise you to not, I repeat, not using... I forgot what you said.
That's just gay shit.
That's, yeah. It's, what did he say?
To what?
Huh?
Are we going to restart the recording?
Oh, we've been on for almost a minute now.
Oh, we haven't even done the fucking... Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Oddies Podcast. I'm Rogue, and I can't fucking speak English today because that bunch of cuts in my mouth. Fuck.
Yes, we have our resident horny man who is currently high off of painkillers. Of course. Then we have our friendly neighborhood lonely man, better known now as the Simp King. Make yourself known, Simp King.
I'm not a simp.
Of course you aren't. And then there's me.
What?
The one person in the group and the debatably most handsome. Just kidding. We all know that's not true.
Definitely me.
Let me have an ego for once, please! That's all I have. All I have is my ego!
Hey, I'm the handsome one.
Alright, you know what, motherfuckers? I think we should just start saying the best picture you have of yourself in the fucking journal chat. We'll find out.
Well, you see, that's the thing. I don't have any pictures of me. Very bold of you to assume I have a single picture of me.
The only pictures I have of myself,
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're shirtless. Yeah. That's right, because you're a hoe.
Workout pictures.
Sure. Workout pictures.
Yeah, because you got to see your progress.
How many mirror selfies did I see on your phone?
Not very many.
I saw quite a few.
I had three that I took when I was when I first started working out again, and then I've taken a few now from about the beginning of the... A little bit back, and then I started eating and trying to do more bulking, so then I started taking pictures again, like yesterday, to see if I could tell the difference between the two, and there's definitely a fucking difference.
Yeah. Oh, well, I just found the problem as to why you're quiet. There we go.
Huh.
Nothing. I fixed it, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, I've been doing a bunch of bulking and shit.
Yeah.
So it's been working pretty good.
Pretty neat.
But that's most of the reason I only have those pictures on my phone is because I like to see, taking the picture so I could compare from start to midway kind of now.
Yeah, I get that.
Kind of just see if I'm getting somewhere or not.
Mm-hmm. So, life as of recently. Me and the boy. Rogue has yet to have this happen.
Yeah.
But we have just recently graduated. So that's it's mighty fun. It's quite poggers.
Officially adults and officially into the open world, and I'm having a blast with it.
Yep.
Getting fucking bullied.
Dude, I still remember how happy we were at the end of that ceremony.
Oh, we were fucking hype, bro.
Rogue,
I was running around trying to find you.
Yeah, no, the first thing we did when the ceremony was over, we threw our caps, we both shot up out of our chairs, and the first thing we did was look for each other, and we gave each other a hug.
I fucking found you, I started running.
Wholesome shit.
Huh?
That is some wholesome shit.
Oh, yeah, no, believe me, it doesn't sound really significant or anything, but, when you're there, and you're,
it's one of those moments that when you're there and not moments.
Yeah, when you're sitting there and you're getting your diploma handed to you and they finally say congratulations, it hit hard. I ended up actually crying a little bit that night. Like, that was really hard.
And then there's me over the past, I'd say like 7 or so months, my entire social life in IRL has gone to complete shit.
Yeah.
LMAO.
You.
That was fun.
To say the least, you have not been doing all right.
Oh, no. Recently. Let's see. I'm single. That is what it is. I don't give a shit about that. Yep. Let's see. Getting harassed, borderline stalked. Almost having to file legal shit about it because it was getting that fucking bad. And I will still do that if you fucking cucks are listening to this. Yeah. Actually, you know what? No, just come to my fucking house. I'll just shoot you. Please.
Okay.
Wait, can I come?
But.
Oh, yeah. Be my guest. You can kick their ass. They ain't shit. Yeah. They're like.
Oh, dude, they're. Bet. Fuck yeah.
Dude, say less.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I've seen spaghetti noodles with more fucking muscle than them. They're pathetic people.
That sounds pretty entertaining to look at, actually.
And I know enough about him where if I went to my friends, I could have him doxed. For legal reasons, I have not doxed this person.
Mm. And Rogue, you know I used to be FBI agent, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just telling the FBI agent listening in that I did not dox this person, despite how tempting it is. I have not doxed.
So you remember I used to fight, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean...
I'm going to have a lot of fun with that.
To be fair, dude, though, I am coming up there soon.
Fuck happens during wisdom tooth surgery. Like, I don't know if they, like, put some contraption in your mouth to keep it fucking open. But, like, my entire, like, inner gum region, like, right near my mouth, it's got, like, 5 fucking canker sores now.
Huh. Here, you know what?
Or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Like, I know they put something in there to hold your mouth open, I think.
Like, that entire, like, region, I would logically be, like, where it's pressing up against to keep my mouth open, just fucking sore as balls.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, cuts right below. I got cut, like, a canker sore below my lip, above my lip, just... Area below
wisdom tooth extraction.
I don't know what movie to watch.
The main area below my lower teeth line is like really sore, back gum region. Same like the top area. It's a fucking mess.
Hey, yeah. Blake, I just saw a movie that might bring back some nostalgia.
All right,
the hedge.
You just unlocked the memory I didn't even know I had. Holy shit.
Them and his pen and his Pringles can. Oh my god! When did that come
fucking
out?
Pringles
makes me feel old. Oh, that makes me feel old.
What year?
Diary of a Wimp. No, I'm talking about fucking. Over the Hedge came out 2006.
Oh, okay. So here's all they do during the
Diary
surgery.
Of the Wimpy Kid.
Oh,
the movie came out in 2012.
Holy hell,
bro! What the fuck?
Shit.
But, Rogue,
it's not that long ago, though.
I'm looking at what they do during wisdom tooth surgery right here. First, they make an incision in the gum tissue to expose tooth and bone. Then they remove said bone that blocks access to the tooth root. They divide the tooth into sections. Remove the tooth. Clean the site. Stitch the wound to help with healing. And then... put gauze over it to control bleeding.
Thank fuck I was sedated the entire time. I had all four out.
Oh my god.
Like during the little like consultation.
That I didn't think
yeah,
was
so there's beforehand. A bunch of pain.
I remember when they were like talking to me, so like, how do you, what do you want? Like before, so I was like, just sedate me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Even if it was one wisdom tooth, I am so much of a fucking pussy. I would ask for sedation if even one fucking wisdom tooth.
I'm the exact same way.
I would take sedation on one.
Yeah.
I just tie the number in my mouth and fucking rip the shit out.
You see, I'm a pussy.
There's local anesthetics.
No, every single time I've done anything, I've always told him just numb it. I don't want to get none of that shit. I'm like, I'm good. Just put some fucking give me the shot.
I mean, it was basically just like a drug trip. I was high as fucking balls afterwards from whatever he was in that shit.
Every time I'm like, I have work I need to do, and I get home, just numb that shit, rip it the fuck out so I can go back home.
Apparently, afterwards, when I was told, apparently I was claiming I was Indiana fucking Jones.
Yeah, I do not doubt that for a second. I remember I called you when I was coming home from work, and you just answered the phone. You're there just like, yo, hello? Like I could tell as soon as you picked up that phone, I was not talking to you.
You're talking to the demon within. I'm a fucking demon at the party.
I was talking to an entire
real nostalgia trip?
Oh, it's here.
Fucking robots.
What?
Do y'all not remember that movie? Robots, the blue robot dude?
Okay.
The red robot?
Yeah.
Is that the same with, like, the big titty MILF robot?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Please, God, don't bring that up again.
I'll put the picture of it. I'll put the picture of the title in the group
chat. Okay, on a completely different note, how do y'all feel about MILFs? Because I feel like MILFs are really 50-50. Like, there's some really hot ones, and there's just some really not so
hot ones.
I hate
to break it to you, Chief, but this is not the place to talk about this.
This is the Oddities Podcast, and I'm Rogue. That's why people love me.
Yes, but you see, the thing... You know what? Never mind. Well, if anything...
Look, I haven't checked, but I can guarantee for a fact, ever since y'all got rid of Mickey and put me on the show, the show has gotten so much better in the ratings department.
Believe me, I'm not denying that in the slightest. But to answer your question, yes.
The people love me, and they don't love Mickey.
Well, look in the general chat.
Well, no, that's not what Mickey. I was answering. I was answering your question, your initial question.
The MILF one?
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. I still remember the first day my brother had to explain to me what a MILF was.
Did you look in the general chat at the fucking movie thing?
Huh?
So you go look in the general chat, the movie thing.
I remember that movie. So on a completely different note, for a second.
Dude, Robots was lit.
It was.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch that movie high.
Dude.
Oh, God.
That'd be such a good movie to do that for. That would be such a good movie to watch high.
That'd be a good YouTube video to make.
Oh, yeah, just like a 40 fucking minute video of just three stoned fucking dudes in a room watching robots.
Dude, absolutely. You don't even know. That'd be insane.
I want to watch the live action Cat in the Hat movie, just take a shot every time something weird happens.
No,
I
want to
watch John Wick every single time he does he shoots a headshot, we take a shot.
Dude, we're gonna die.
Yeah, that's the point.
Oh boy, I sure do love my favorite thing, alcohol.
I have an idea. We find a set of James Bond movies from one actor. We just take one actor, watch all of his films.
And if they die, you have to down the whole bottle.
No. We take a shot of some strong ass shit for every woman he fucks.
If they die, you have to chug the whole bottle.
One thing I never understood
about James Bond is how does he not have like an STD? Like how many women has he fucked? Like
what the fuck is that?
That's a very, very good, valid point though. How is that man still functioning properly?
I mean, how is he even allowed to do his job? Just considering how like that's where we get some rules or something. I mean.
Oh yeah,
I don't know how British people work because you know we're the better people.
There have to be rules for that. Has to.
Yeah, you can only fuck the blondes or some like rule like that. Some rule like that. That's what you have to abide by.
Oh,
of course.
Oh yeah, because that's what the people want to see in the movies, man.
Dude, blondes are fucking retarded.
Honestly.
I'm not going to respond to that.
you ever just get to the point where you're so bored in life?
There's a reason why
I say, in quote, my life is getting boring. I'm going to go get fucked over by another Latina chick. I need some action again.
Just go date a blonde and make it all interesting for you.
Dude, if you want to fuck your wife up, take this from me. Go date a bitch that dyes her hair, has a whole friend, and listens to MCR. You get that triple combo, your life is going to get fucked like this. Like, it's going to be good for a while, but then it's going to...
You're definitely speaking from experience here.
We are stepping into
experience is the greatest teacher.
Oh, boy. That's for damn sure.
Actually, wait, Aiden, did you ever tell him That you ran into Mickey again? I forgot. I don't remember.
We talked about it the other day.
I don't care at this point. I don't know if there's something in me talking about. I don't give a shit. But I'll fuck up every fucking friendship I got in Wisconsin. I'm gone in less than 12 months.
Dude,
I'll fuck
on
up everything.
Down.
I'll say fuck you to everyone. I don't care.
We are both ready.
You're leaving
your ass down
months.
Here.
Not even, dude. Once June hits and I graduate, I'm going down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, dude. Here. Come on down. We've been waiting forever.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. Wisconsin is a shithole.
Well,
I could have told you that.
I can also vouch for
you
up there.
Or you live in one. Or you live in one of the few good parts.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm coming up there on like the 11th or 12th, and I'm
gonna
be up there
for an entire week. I got like two good friends here, like two. Even though I don't hang out with them too often, but I got like two homies at this point.
Yeah.
Everyone else, it's just hard to talk to these days because, hey, I just don't fucking talk to them.
That's understandable. I mean, you know, that's just with people.
I mean, I'm still friends with them. It's not like, it's just, whatever.
You're just kind of losing contact with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole breakup mess, I'm not trying to blame anyone for it. I'm not blaming anyone for it, but the whole breakup situation kind of affected that.
I could see that because you're all like one big friend group, right?
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, it's a little weird dating someone in the friend group. It was a good relationship for a while.
Oh, like, I remember.
First few, it was a good relationship, I'm not lying. Like, shit was good.
You two used to be
pretty...
Now
you got the boys down here.
Pretty chill.
But then you're going to be with the boys down here.
And then here's
every bitch got that one hoe-ass friend who's influencing them. Like, don't lie.
Well, don't lie. I wouldn't know that, as I'm funny, lonely man.
Aiden, you can speak on this, can't you?
Oh, yeah. It's very rare if you can find one that really doesn't have one, but most of the time it's...
Oh, yeah, then apparently your friends want to stalk you and harass you constantly. So.
That
oh, get this. Some of them are 18, and I'm a minor still. What now? I get this dude likes him young, but come on, dude. I don't like him young.
Dude, a lot of the ones that my girlfriend's friends now just think
I'm
fine.
I'm gonna go come out as a fucking woman for like a week, make a rape claim against him, go back to being a man afterwards the fucking entire life. But it's 2021, I can do that.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong in the slightest, and you know, that's the sad part.
I could pull that stone off any day to fucking week. I don't have any regrets.
Question, though. When I get up there, are we still seeing Black Widow?
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to see Black Widow.
Yeah. Well, no, because it comes out on, like, the 9th, and I get up there on the 11th.
Dude, Aiden, if you were coming with me, we would bring your ass, no doubt.
I wanted to come, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
Well, I asked you if you want.
I love
how
I'm just shit talking many people, and I know a few of them listen to this fucking podcast.
Yeah. I would love to go because I want them to try to do something with me there. Like that would be amazing. Because
if the two original homies are watching or listening to this, you know who you are. You real ones. They know who they are.
Like
you're not.
It'd be funny because like I understand exactly the people. That you're like when you talk about those people, I know exactly how they are in their mindset.
Yep,
because I used to be around people like that, and I'm a completely different type of person that's gonna go in there because their type of thing is talk shit, all this, that, and nothing happens. It's like they bark, and have no bite. I'm just all fucking bite. Like, I don't give a fuck.
That is all these people coming after me. Like, I'm not
that's
a strong
the different
dude.
Thing about me. That is a different thing about me is I'm going to go up there, they're going to talk shit, and they're going to get their asses fucking kicked because I don't play with that shit. What's so fucking ever? And they are not used to that type of shit. So it's funny as fuck.
I'm not the most physically fit person. I'm a skinny dude. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you're...
But, these people are even skinnier than me, and I know for a fact they would not have the fucking balls VV101. Now I've been told they're finally gonna leave me alone. Maybe it's because I was actually threatening legal action that they finally left me alone. Because if I take what evidence I have kept and make the claim, I could make an easy harassment charge.
Absolutely.
I mean, considering that they're adults, some of them are adults, I'm 17. I have people.
Damn, bro, who knew numbers had so much power?
If I could really get away with it, I would just threaten them to come to my house and I would just fucking pop them, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
Not in Wisconsin.
No, they're too pussy to show up with weapons. They're too pussy to give me a reason.
They're too pussy. I don't think that's proper grammar, but I get your point.
I don't know.
They don't got big enough nuts to do it. They can't grow a pair and man up and do some shit. That's why I love fucking with people like that. Because they fucking can't grow a pair and they like to talk shit, but they cannot back it up whatsoever.
Yeah, they almost
if I'm up there and he wants to start talking some shit, and I'm gonna fucking be like, alright, let's go then. And they're gonna be like, what? Born fucking back road fucking country motherfucker that's gonna be like, alright, we ain't gonna sign now if you wanna fucking keep talking this shit. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Just hold on, wait a minute.
I'm about to put this motherfucker on the ground, dude. It's gonna be funny as shit.
I didn't expect it to get this far, hold on.
Didn't think I was gonna lay out a skeleton, but I mean, I guess so. Should be so fucking funny, dude. Because I'm like, all right, I don't know, man. I'd love fucking with people like that because their mentality, all they do is talk shit. Because they're so used to talking shit to so many people that they never have to back it up because nothing ever fucking happens. Mm-hmm. But then they meet someone like my stupid ass that's like, all right, then let's fucking go. You want to talk shit? Let's go out front. Let's handle this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd much rather fight him and then talk shit. I'm like, you know, I mean, like, I'm not as dumb as I used to be. I think with my head more than my hands. But, I mean, when it comes down to shit like that, you know, that's how they learn their lesson. They just need their ass kicked and then kind of clicks in their head. Like, maybe I shouldn't do that shit. And Rogue, you said they're over 18.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, I've already done the looking up. Like, if I go bring up a definition real quick, maybe a couple.
They're over 18, so I'm over 18, so they're adults. I'm a fucking adult. We're good.
I just like looking down at people because I'm so damn tall.
The U.S. laws describe harassment as any repeated or uninvited contact that serves no useful purpose beyond creating alarm, annoyance, or emotional distress.
You can 100%
for alarm to me. These are people that hate me, and from what I heard, wanted to make a charge against me once for something I didn't even fucking do. A pretty serious charge.
So trying to just fucking make up some shit just to fucking basically fuck you.
Clarification. If any fucking person that knows about the situation I'm talking about is listening to this, I'm not trying to start shit. I'm not saying names. I am just explaining the situation because I don't want to start shit again. And if it does come to that, then there's an Air 15 in the basement. Please.
It's all good. They want to start some shit. Come talk to me. I'll start a mad shit.
Create alarm because, well, a bunch of people that don't like me showing up in my house repeatedly. Next thing you know, like a fucking pipe bomb outside my house, you know.
Hey, bro,
I'm not the only one that lives in this fucking bitch. It's uninvited because I don't want to deal with them. I don't want to live my life. I just want to live my life.
You got
to
think about the concept they don't understand. The right way, though. It's
if they
don't want
to talk shit, then come talk shit to me.
Annoyance. Yeah, it annoys me. And emotional distress, I wouldn't call it more distress. It's just...
Man, they want to talk shit. They can talk shit to me.
I have really bad fucking anxiety. Like, y'all, I'm horrible with outside. I'm horrible with it.
I see this firsthand.
And situations like this starting, just... I'm a jumpy son of a bitch. Like, because they did a stunt the night after my fucking surgery. So, you know, I was up on some shit still. And I hear a bunch of people putting shit outside my house. Like, dude, my heart was fucking racing. I was fucking shaking. Like, I get so fucking anxious when shit like this happens. Like, it's an issue. Like, I have no reason to get that anxious. It just
pisses me the fuck off that they do that to you. I wish I could be up there to fucking help. Yeah. I'm the last motherfucker to see it that way.
Well, you see, the only reason they do this because they know I can't do anything back, and they have a bunch of people where I'm only one dude.
Of course.
Shit, I had to roll up to my buddy's house fucking a day or two ago because he called me. There's fucking eight dudes in the backyard threatening to jump his sister or whatever, and I fucking pulled up and jumped out of that truck. I've never seen kids run that fast in a long fucking time.
Like, hell,
I mean, they're, God, their parents must be disappointed for doing shit like this. Like,
yeah,
they are living definitions of what no parental attention does to a motherfucker.
For real.
This is what no love does to someone. Yeah. You go out of your way to harass some poor dude who's trying to live his life. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything to you.
It means no, it's just that they literally have nothing better to do in their fucking lives.
It's like, oh, exactly. What? I don't like you.
Yeah.
Grow up. You don't like me either. You don't see me going out of my way to harass you. I don't like you. I don't want you in my life.
Yeah, no,
it's that simple. That's a simple concept. That goes for everyone. Also, I
forget to mention to the podcast stuff, the reason I talk the way I talk and other things, and I don't fucking big, I don't think I'm all big and bad, but saying like I'm the last person they want to see the door. I used to do a lot of stupid shit and also fought a fucking lot in boxing and MMA and all that good shit, so they want to fuck with you and I'm there. I'm the last motherfucker they want to see at that doorway.
Dude,
I'm not scared. I don't give a shit. I don't even give a shit how many there are, because I'll just have a fucking weapon.
Dude, they could beat a fucking fifth grader. I bet money.
Fifth graders are funny, though.
Yeah. And they could probably kick their ass.
Some fifth graders. Some fifth graders are funny. Some are just assholes. Like, the fifth graders down here, they're pretty funny.
That situation was just a whole mess.
Dude, for real!
Oh, yeah, it's great. Because the second you say something back to them and they realize you're, like, a high schooler, they just...
Yeah,
they cry.
As soon as you show any form of superiority over them, they immediately oh, hell no, I'm out of here.
This whole, overall situation I've been dealing for, the past, 6-7 months has kind of resurfaced in, a weird way. Like, I really don't know how to feel.
How so?
Well, after everything, she... For some reason, want to be friends again, I think, Let me just be personal. Look, I can see that. In my opinion, the way I look at it, if you want to be on good terms, sure.
Yeah.
But I can't be friends with you after everything that happened.
After all that shit and all the stuff with friends,
I'm not claiming I was in the right. I'm not claiming they were in the right. I'm not claiming that. I'm not claiming this. It's just, you can't be friends with people after a situation like that goes down. You can't. Like, you can make good terms, but you can't go be friends again. It just...
No, fuck that. I mean, look how much shit they're putting you through. And like you said, you're fucking, high anxiety and shit. Shit they do to you. Especially when they know, you're not doing good because you just come out of a fucking surgery and you're on your own.
They claim... They didn't know the surgery part. They don't know what goes on in my real life. I mean, actually, they might, considering how much they love looking into my life. They might know everything.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. If they're digging and digging, they can figure it out pretty quick by just asking people around, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they go do some fucked up shit like that, which I feel like is not a fucking coincidence that they...
They want to keep doing some digging and digging. Go look how I feel about the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love how I feel then.
Yeah. I mean...
That's the funny thing. I mean, is when people try to dig, you're not going to find much.
I'm not a fit person.
Yeah.
I just use a gun.
That, and you also got to remember, you live in a pretty small town, right?
Yeah, it's not a big area.
So, you know, it's not like information's... You know, hard to get thrown around.
It's not like I'm some CIA asset.
Exactly.
You do enough digging, you can find out anything about anyone on the internet.
Oh,
or just anyone
in
general.
Even if they're not on the internet, they still have a footprint somewhere.
And they have the audacity to now apparently feel sorry. Apparently, I was told this by my ex because we talk now and she dealt with the situation. Thank you to that if you're listening. Thank you for dealing with that finally. They finally got rid of me. Or finally, or leave me alone, apparently.
Apparently.
Fun.
I'm grateful for that. I'm not going to lie. I don't give a shit what happened in the past. I'm grateful for that. People are out of my life. Yeah. I don't want to get harassed. I'm not going to...
And left the fuck alone. That's the biggest thing.
Of course.
It's all I want.
Okay, so...
And I have a message. I gave them my alt account on a Discord. They messaged me. I told them, leave my life. And they said they can't do that.
What
you
the fuck,
can do that. You can do that. You pedophilic fuck. I have no doubt he's going to most definitely end up in jail or on a sex offender registry.
Most likely. And you know, then it sounds like when they're acting like that and saying shit like that, it's like they literally have nothing better to do in their life but to fuck with you.
Yeah,
dude, they are sad people.
Go get a fucking job. Go get some fucking friends. Like go on a fucking drive. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're messing with a fucking kid. They're graduated. They're adults, technically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some like you're a grown ass fucking like you're supposed to be a grown ass fucking man. You're not even in fucking school anymore, and you're sitting here harassing a fucking child. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're harassing a fucking job. Junior. You are graduated. You have a job. You have a car.
Well, at least you should.
You are graduating. You are harassing a fucking junior.
Like, what the? Why?
Yeah. A junior who, for, I'm not trying to be sound like, oh, like, oh, I'm like this, I'm so cool. A guy who has diagnosed anxiety issues.
Yeah. Like, leave him the fuck alone. Like, dude. That it's ridiculous.
Kind of makes you an ass.
I mean, and I hope that the people that are doing this are listening. And, like,
I would be surprised. Knowing them, they're probably jacking off.
It's such a big fucking bad, you know, you're such a badass for doing a bully a fucking child. You know what? If you want to go fuck with somebody and go do some stupid shit, why don't you go pick on someone your own size? Go best with a grown-ass man. Show up to his fucking house. Do the same shit you've been doing to him and see what the happens. Dude, I promise he's going to be a whole different ball game.
Dude, just considering that we're talking about the situation, they're probably jacking off to it because I'll fucking home like that.
Okay, we're getting a little off track.
This is the Oddities podcast. We talk and
that
people
shit
look,
fucking.
One
no,
thing
like,
I learned
know,
about the internet, one thing I learned about the internet is people that listen to shit like this get entertained by people getting pissed off at stuff.
That's valid.
Like, dude,
that's also
like,
very
that
true.
Shit, like that shit, fucking like really gets me heated. I don't fucking agree with people like I like. And it's because I know their mentality, like how they act and what they think in their head. Because you know damn well they're sitting here thinking they're some big fucking badass because they're fucking bullying this kid.
Yeah.
Like
I've never in my life
it's like
gone
they
out of my
pick
way.
On someone smaller than them because they know if they go try to pick on someone big, they're
I've
gonna get their
never
fucking shit rocked. Like
in my life, legitimately gone my way. Like yeah, sure, I sent like a message in a Discord or server or Xbox fucking message to my friend calling him like a fag or something. Everyone's done that. Like it's a message.
Yeah, of
it's,
course.
We're
well,
friends.
Yeah,
we both know
it's a normal thing
with each other.
Now.
Yeah.
We're
you
friends.
Know, like, see, that's like even with me, you know, I'm not a fucking huge dude. I'm not fucking all this big grown man.
I swear to fucking God, if you try to pull some shit,
if they try to pull some shit like they're doing on you, it'd be a whole entire different fucking situation.
Dude, I'm a 5'8 skinny dude.
And then here's me.
I'm about six foot. I'm pretty, well, now I'm getting a lot more bulked up and I work out like twice a fucking day. So I'm pretty in shape.
Oh yeah, just to add into the fucking cesspool called my current social life. Thank God I'm leaving it in 12 months. Good fucking riddance. I hate it.
Yeah, you're getting the fuck down here.
So, like, with the exception of like 6-7 people at my school. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Fuck you. I don't like you. Fuck you.
Fuck you all.
Like outside of what I don't care. Like, senior, I don't care how my friendships go. I'm going
to
be gone
to drop
soon
everybody
anyway.
Get the fuck out of there.
Like, I'm going to be gone soon. You're probably not going to see me ever again.
Yeah, I am. You coming down with the boys.
And
hell yes.
Fucking, and this fucking beluga whale, who's a fucking drama queen. Won't say names, because I refuse to. But some people are going to know what I'm talking about. Apparently had the audacity to apparently, from if I interpret it correctly from what I was told, make the claim that I was using my ex-girlfriend just for sex. The fucking audacity of this claim, and who it's coming from, too, is a fucking ironic joke in itself. I'll leave it at that.
That's the one why it makes sense.
That's fair.
Why she's making that claim.
Oh, of course.
Like, I don't know the context, and from what I was told, it's some fabricated bullshit. I don't even know what the fuck they were talking about. It's like a fucking group chat.
I would love someone to give me some shit like that, dude. Like, I won't talk about that shit on here because that's a little too much. That's too a little too personal for me to talk about.
Yeah,
on the podcast.
Like,
I'll talk to y'all.
I'm not giving any personal details about the situation. I'm just giving descriptions.
Oh yeah.
I'm giving names.
Absolutely.
But it's like, A, I don't care to defend myself because B, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, A, it didn't happen. B, even if it did, I wouldn't care enough to defend my reputation from people I'm never going to see again in 12 months.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? I don't care what people think of me in the end.
I don't care about what people think of me. You don't think something bad, I don't give a fuck. You can think whatever
the
fuck you think I am because I know who I am.
Well, I become an internet personality. People love me. People hate me. I don't care about the people that hate me. Like, people that love me, y'all are great. But the people that hate me, I don't care why you hate me. Yeah. I don't care.
And that's the kind of mindset you should have in life.
Let those people bring you down in the end.
That's what I think. Like, I mean,
one thing I want to bring up, there are some people I know for a fact, some people, if they're listening to this, are going to feel like I'm calling them out. I'm not calling you out.
Mm-hmm. He's not calling anybody out. He's just talking about the situation.
This is something else. There's some people in my school I've noticed who have so much shit going on in their life. Like, they always just think negative. I mean, I could be accused of that too, but...
Of course.
I mean, my life's really gone down the shitter. Like, I'll simplify it. At the beginning of the year, I had a bunch of friends, and now I have, maybe two I talked to? Two, and really bad stuff. And now I'm in the year, I went into the year with a bunch of friends, and now I left junior year with two friends left, basically, and crippling social issues.
Pretty funny, not gonna lie.
Yeah, and basically my entire life is on the internet now because that's the only place I can find good people. That's my life, and you want to complain that your life is shit. But even though you have a whole group of friends, you can go out and have fun. You can do all of this. No, I can't fucking go out without a panic attack hitting me. Yeah. I can't do that shit. I fucking can't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the most I can do now is go to, like... The most I can do at this point, the most social thing I've done is, like, go to a fucking CD store and buy some fucking records and talk to some dudes in there. And weirdly enough, the reason I felt safe is because they couldn't see who I was. The place required a mask in there. I don't like wearing a mask, but I was able to hide myself. So for some reason, that made me feel comfortable about it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I just like going to CD shops. It's nice.
Fair enough.
You get a bunch of music.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I collect records. So I
like it's not fun dealing with this shit. I want to be able to go out, have fun. I can't do that shit anymore.
Yeah.
I get too fucking panicky doing that shit.
When you get down here, you'll be able to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
I mean,
because you got the boys.
Because let's see,
if anyone tries to pull some shit like they're doing to you up there and you're down here, you call my ass and I'll be there in a fucking heartbeat.
It's basically come down to social life's going to shit. Some bad things are starting to be spread about me. I don't have many people to talk to anymore.
Aiden?
But hey, at least it's senior year. Like, thank God summer hit, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, you best.
Like, I was reaching the point with just being in school where I was getting to the point like, fuck this. I just don't want to be in the presence of these fucking people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I may say something, Aiden, if I see your ass pull out that damn vape... One more time.
I mean, eating crackers.
I'm going to kiss you on the lips. I see that damn vape again. Yeah. Don't you kiss me. Hey, you start kissing at me.
Hey, boy,
we going to have a problem, boy. Hey, hey, come on. If you're going to blow a kiss at me, make sure hey, come on. Don't tempt me. All right.
Now watch out for the fucking majestic mullet.
You know, within I had an idea. In the last week of fucking senior year, I'm just gonna be straight up fucking honest with everyone I see.
That's just fair.
I don't want to see you ever again. I'm gonna say all the shit I want to say. I'm gonna fuck you. Fuck I'm just gonna say everything.
Yo, that's how it should be. You need to do.
Yeah, I mean. I'm straight up. Fuck off, basically.
I'm genuinely considering at this point, I'll just do the next fucking senior year online. I would. But the problem is, I'm taking a lot of shop classes my senior year.
Gotcha.
So, ooh.
I have teacher bias, so I could probably just be the dude that vibes with the teacher all day, because he's like a fucking chill ass teacher. I could probably pass the class by just being chill. Yeah, a bunch of them.
Shop classes.
Okay.
What are you doing? Machinery, woodworking, all the fun shit.
Fun.
Cool, because I'm a fucking, I'm a welder.
Doing some fucking design engineering I can't do shit with programming, but apparently design engineering, I am kind of good at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, because I'm a welder, so I fucking had my hands full in the fucking shops and school and stuff, and outside of fucking school and stuff, and it's
like, all I have to do is basically sit in the same room for 4 to 5 hours a day, because how many shop classes I'm taking. Hey, vibe with like the best teacher in the school, only have one class that isn't shop, and then I get to leave early. It's like I could probably go the entire year without even talking to these people. It'd be great.
I mean, I used to when I was in school, I would skip with some of my friends in the auto tech class, which of course is the car mechanics and stuff. I was never in that class at all. Me and that teacher, cool as fuck. I would go in there and I would be like, yo, we're gonna leave and go to fucking McDonald's or whatever. He's like, alright, just bring me something back. I was like, I bet. And he'd never give a shit.
I'm not claiming my school is unique with this, but my school is a cesspool for drama. Or at least not my school, if not my school.
I think that's just every school.
There's not a high school you can find that's not a cesspool of fucking drama.
If not,
that...
People will feed off that shit.
Like, I'm not saying I'm my school special for it, but if not the school... Specifically, my grade.
Yeah, no, dude. People in high school live off of drama.
They feed off of fucking drama, dude.
Yeah, no, dude. People love that stuff. They will go nuts over it. Like, if it is
absolutely
there,
at first when it started, it was like, okay, this is a little entertaining to watch from the background. Now it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Do people get off to this shit?
Yep.
Like on
they
one
fucking
side,
live off the shit, man.
Like,
some drama.
I cannot
interesting.
Wait for the day. Like I can't wait. It's gonna be fucking greatest day of my life. The day I do not have to associate with a single person from my high school outside of two people that I'm genuinely good friends with. Instead of like two people, never have to associate with them again.
Hell yeah!
Greatest fucking feeling. That will ever happen.
Yeah. Then you're coming down
nothing
here with the boys.
Nothing. Nothing is going to beat that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's better off in Texas, though.
Oh,
I mean, like, there's people I've known for, like, 4 or 5 plus years. You know it's an issue when you create a better bond. People, I'm just using a generalizing term. You know it's a problem when you create a better bond of people you met on the internet.
I'm here. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello. How's it going?
Like, I'm not trying to. I'm not insulting you people at all. Y'all are fucking brothers. I mean, y'all are great fucking dudes.
Yeah.
I can't.
No,
wait
I
to,
understand what you
so
mean.
We're gonna
it's
be
like
fucking.
That's how you're just explaining like how shitty of a situation is that you can't even be as good of friends with people you're actually face to face with than you are with the ones that are fucking online that live on the complete other side of the state from you.
Fuck, dude, I got a homie that live in Mexico that I'm better friends with.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's down there, that's right.
Yeah, he's fucking cool. He's chill. Yeah. Hey, if you're watching this, you cool, man. You know who you are. Shout out to the Mexican homie.
Kind of sexy out there, too.
I like how I just turned my camera on just to eat crackers.
I know.
I respect it.
Hey, we didn't say stop, keep eating.
No, I'm sorry, bro. I got 2 more crackers, my bad. No, I got 1 more cracker. Well,
oh, no.
I only got 1 more cracker.
Sorry, make this so I can figure, like, there we go.
Nice. We go. Hell yeah. I still, oh my god, I forgot the last 20 minutes of last episode. We just sat there on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
We have
that
another...
was fun. I should get out my new phone because I got a new phone between the last episode.
We have the last 20 minutes of the show. You want to just get on Tinder?
Hey, you know what? Let me reinstall it real quick. Log into my profile.
Bet.
Bro, I heard, dude, when me and my ex were like in this weird like time, like we were friends, but we weren't. She told me she made a Tinder like. Massive old man. I will laugh my ass off if I find her on there. That's gonna be fucking hilarious. Because, like, I recreated myself under the persona of Marcos the Destroyer.
Oh my god, really?
I am Marcos the Destroyer.
That's
no matches, but at least
until someone notices.
Wait, am I able to join the VC on my phone and PC? Hold on. Yo, oh, no. Oh god, no, that is not working.
Give me the specs. Give me the specs.
It's a Smith & Wesson MMP. Just standard in R15 with a state. It's just basically all standard. It needs to be rebuilt. I really want to fucking rebuild it. And just build it to be a bad bitch, but right now it's just very basic.
I mean, nothing wrong with basic.
No, not at all.
Basic is
okay,
funny.
Maybe with your bitches, there is. There's something wrong with basic bitch. I mean, you get your
now,
bitch
this
basic.
This is my baby right here.
You have babies?
The baby?
The baby. Whoa, hold on.
This is my baby right here. I love this beach.
I'm not starting with the baby thing again.
Oh, thank I'm not doing it again. Fucking God. I hated that. That was so annoying to me. But at the same time, I couldn't help but laugh at it all the damn time.
Especially when we were playing GTA and the baby came on.
The baby.
Shut. I'm at...
Oh, so my main Instagram account got banned. On a different note,
if anyone from
the podcast followed my main account, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it got terminated. I can't access it anymore. I can't refresh the feed. And plus, the thing is, I can still see what notifications I got for it. Apparently, there's like 3 fucking messages in there that I just can't view.
Really?
It's like, let me see what these people are telling me, because I don't get notifications for like request messages. So these are like mutuals that are DMing me about stuff, and I can't fucking talk back. I don't know who it is. So if you're listening to this, if you DM me from the past week on my main account, message me on my alt. Message my alt. I can't see what you're sending me.
I got
banned for being too based.
What all did you say? Because I'm curious.
Fucking fresh.
Hey Blake, I got a new cross.
I don't know.
The last post
I made was basically just making fun of some people in the caption, but it was just like one of those Arma dancing memes. You know, it's like a bunch of soldiers dancing, war crimes in the back, one of those videos.
Yeah, I get that, I get you.
I don't know if it was a copyright strike, I don't know if my account's just like on a temporary disable, I don't know. I mean, I really don't care, I barely go on anymore, nor do I really post much anymore. But I mean, like, it is what it is. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to get myself banned on Instagram for a little while, posting a very, not very, what they support stuff on there. But yeah, I'm not kicked off yet, which is surprising.
That's probably why it happened, because that's some of the things I posted.
Well, you'd probably like the flags that are in my room. Hold on. How do I flip the fucking camera on this thing? Edit? Oh yeah, there you go.
Ooh. I like that.
And then there's Operation Iraqi Freedom. And then there. Yep.
There's one drippy ass room.
And then there's all my stuff up there. And then don't worry about...
Don't mind me. I'm just logging back into my Tinder account. Wait, was my Tinder account...
Then I got all my Pearl Snaps and riding gear over there.
I think my
I have to say this, from this angle, you look like your cousins with the U was at the club, dude.
Dude, I think my Tinder profile.
Yeah, but you know, like the guy who's like U was at the club, bottoms up on her. You look like his cousin.
That's funny.
I think my Tinder profile got deleted.
I'm trying my best to hide my fucking accent. I always do that when I try to record stuff or if I go talk to people. I try to hide it because I can get a very thick southern accent.
Like, do you not see it? But, like, he looks like the cousin of that dude.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Come on, tell me you see it.
It's hilarious. Dude, where did my Tinder profile go? It's not here.
Dude, when I get down, I actually get a setup made. I'm just gonna like have my backdrop for the podcast just be like a cardboard cutout of the Pope with like lights. And whenever I see something really offensive, I'm just gonna have the lights
totally,
turn red.
Set up the LEDs on that fucking cutout.
I just have LED setup, and then just whenever I see something really wrong, just have the lights turn red. And
I leave my lights on red, and people always ask why. I said I always tell them it makes me feel right at home. And they go, what do you mean? I go, oh, you know, hell.
It's romantic.
That's what I always say. Everyone says it's the horny or the freaky lights or some shit.
I'm saying this.
If
my next girlfriend doesn't want to do it to Ram Ranch, I don't want it.
Oh my God.
Bro, you don't even want to know. I had to listen to an awkward-ass story of this dude talk about how he was getting a hand job while watching Boss Baby. I can't imagine doing that shit to fucking the movie fucking Boss Baby. What the fuck?
Like, able to stay hard and be able to nut while watching Boss Baby. I think
Boss Baby. That's... That's kind of a problem. That's a little. That's a little. Uh-oh.
It's a little fucking sus.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
We're gonna wanna call some people.
Hate when they can't. Never mind. We must sound like a faggot talking about that.
Dude, nothing. Don't worry about it.
So, on a different note, E3 happened.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm hyped for a new fucking Far Cry.
Dude.
You know what I think we should talk about is fucking Blake and his crippling addiction of asking me every day to download D&D. That's what I think we should fucking talk about.
You know, I would be happy right now about getting the 2042 pre-order, but the funny thing is...
Ask you, hey, you should download D&D.
Hey. Hey. But
you see, the funny thing is, it got pre-ordered for the Xbox One, or the new Xbox. I don't own it yet, so I can't play it. Even though you pre-ordered it, Blake, I can't play the Battlefield fucking game. Because you pre-ordered it for the next-gen console.
Oh, no!
So I can't play it till I get the next one, so I'd have to buy it for myself. But hey, at least I get Far Cry 6 and Rainbow Six Extraction.
Yeah, you're welcome, that fucker.
Was fucking pog, I'll give you head.
You're going to do that anyways. I shouldn't say that. Man... I am man. Oh boy, what memes am I gonna put on my Tinder profile this time?
I am man.
You gotta stick with the same picture you had last time with you in the Bazinga shirt with the KFC bucket on your head.
Alright, I got you.
Can y'all explain to me why the fuck like I'm about to join Discount Linkin Park with this photo?
Passions, yes.
What? I'm about to join Discount Linkin Park with that getup I'm wearing.
Sexual,
the sex shield.
I can't see pictures in the group chat, dude. I have no good pictures. I'm gonna have to delete my shit.
Activating sex shield.
My sexual. I'm gonna have to delete pictures that I send into the
fucking group chat, my friend.
I am a straight asexual questioning.
The fuck does that even mean?
Exactly.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't have any pictures that I could send
into. I need three photos. Crap.
I only have one photo of myself.
What? Oh, I gotta put the Yoshi picture, bro. Hell yeah.
You gotta put the Kevin photo.
I do have the Kevin photo. Like I wouldn't have the Kevin photo. You. Alrighty, boys, I'm a screen share. Let's get it. Share screen.
Oh, yeah, bet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can record a 1080p. Because I have Discord natural for a month. Yeah.
Are you screen recording? Are you screen sharing yet?
Yup.
Bro, are you going to make a...
Oh, there it goes. Watch stream. Yes. No. Yes.
Well,
damn, Blake. Huh? Damn, Blake.
Bro, you say no to that. You kind of gay if you say no to that. Could you just... Ew.
No. Yo, Tyrone.
That's...
Bro, did you just skip that first chick? Bro, that first chick was bad.
Hell no, your name's Corey. That's a dude.
Texas State softball.
That's a dude. Softballer? Nah. Your dog looks ugly as shit.
Chocolate chip. I can't even read what's underneath it.
Wait, why can't you read it?
I was trying to, because you skipped it too goddamn fast.
I'm sorry.
Wait. What's this book here? Certificate of Completion.
I love
for
the weekend and free potion. Yo, she's got her fucking. Listen. What is that fucking called? The fucking tort. That's what.
Oh
my
god!
Stop talking for a second. Can we see that tab? Certificate of Completion for Sex.
Good Samaritan College of Nursing.
Dude, she got some honkers.
She said she's a good. She if she already had to put in there that she's a good person, then you don't want none of that shit. She like donated $20 to a charity, and she thinks she's like amazing.
No,
you saw, Black Lives Matter, and immediately you skipped that shit.
Dude, I thought that was a dude.
No.
Definitely not.
No. Not you.
I would have looked, but I'm playing
black photo. Absolutely not. You. Ick. Wait, I'm sorry. Was that a dude?
Let me date your dad. That's what it says under there.
Nope. Let me super like that bit.
Nothing serious vaccinated.
Why
you?
Wait, why were the people three? Which one are you?
Yeah.
People that flex being vaccinated are weird. And shit like Tinder bios. Like, I don't trust it because it was rushed for one, and
absolutely, that's the same.
I don't need it. And three, some of the cases, some incidents I've seen happen of people having really bad reactions. Yeah.
And also bad heart problems.
Ooh, no, I'll pass.
That's loud.
You want to see the profile? Here you go.
Oh, shit. Look at that motherfucker.
Boom!
Oh, shit.
I just realized I think I just got the last name reveal.
Huh?
Straight asexual questioning.
Also,
how do you say that?
You've known my last name, you moron.
I have?
Yes.
I have.
Also, it's pronounced Divacek. It's weird.
Are we allowed to say your last name out loud on the fucking podcast?
Go for it. I don't care.
I'm not gonna.
I already said it. Can I edit my info? Oh, about me? That. Perfect.
About Blake Ujic, funny man.
Funny man.
Passions. What's your passions?
Yes. Apparently, I can't choose any.
There's definitely something relating to hardcore butt sex.
One funny.
Bro, we're gaming?
Perfect.
What? What does that say?
Rogue knows.
It's tiny. I can't really read it that well.
Let me see. Oh, God.
Labs? The fuck?
Oh, you don't know what OABs are?
I think I have an idea what it is.
Overly aggressive, angry butt sex.
Spotify Anthem. Oh.
I'm not that smart.
Oh, yes!
With that lettering and shit.
Yes!
Gender man.
Boom!
I could say either like male or female, it's man.
Funny man, what funny addicted to OS. Perfect. Hello. No.
Is she kind of cute, but she blonde?
No.
She kind of cute, but she got no tits. She kind of cute, but she a little too black.
She's named after the vice president.
You can't see that.
Helping people is my passion. Oh, motherfucker! Only here wait, for wait, a wait, week wait, and need a friend to keep me company. Want to go see it?
Wait. Blake, were you talking about what I said?
What? Yeah.
What? Oh. Was she kind of cute?
There you go, Blake. There you go. Hey, I love music and anime. Let's talk.
Hey, I'm a
music fan. Get it? Oh, shoot.
Hey. Ooh. Hey, yo. Yo, ooh. Shit. Bro, ooh. Shit, you a bitch. Hold on.
It's a woman.
Yo, hold up. Yo, hold up.
Dog lover music working
out. Dog lover. Yo, hold up. Music. Yo, hold up. Oh, wait a minute. Nah, dude, she ain't lazy.
She works out. That's not a strong suit. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? That's my kind of woman.
Send me music. Say fucking let.
She listens. Nope.
Get that fucking shit out of here.
You listen to Kanye? Nah, bitch. Get out.
Scare, bitch. You ain't scary.
That looks like someone I fucking know. That's terrifying.
You. Her name is Constance. Hold on.
Wait, Constance. I know someone that was named Constance. But that's not them.
What kind of name is that?
What fuck some bitch. What the hell? Blake, there you go.
What the
yeah, but you read the rest of it. It gets confusing.
What the hell is this thing? Oh no. Oh no, they're in Lone Star. Oh no.
Oh shit, E-girl.
Oh no.
Lives in Conroe.
What the hell? Oh no, they have a...
Bro, she giving up.
She's got her Discord in there.
I am so... Boys, do we DM?
She's got ears on, like... dog. She's got fucking ears on. Bro.
I know, that's why bro, I want to do it.
Screenshot and do it. Fucking do it.
What the hell is this? What is this? Nope.
Are we getting copyright strikes for that?
Nope. Absolutely not. Nope. No.
Is that a dude?
No. Nope.
Maybe
no.
Is that a
no? No.
Is she
kind of no.
Well, no.
No.
Which one?
No.
Which
no.
one?
When you can't tell which one it is, when you can't tell which one it is, just
no.
Move on.
No.
No.
Too much makeup.
No.
No. No. Like the fucking pistachio.
Nice picture, but no. Ew.
Mm.
Who the fuck likes sports anymore? No. Nudes are lame. No. That's so sad. Nudes are lame. Send me a video of
the
you reading
is,
so I know you're not stupid.
I can't read out loud that much because I've been reading in my head for so long.
Dude,
so much for so long now. I struggle.
She knows what so well.
Words.
Dude, I stutter reading out loud now. It's like,
ew. Your music taste sucks. Kill yourself.
You sound like a vlog intro.
I could solve her. No.
I could solve a Rubik's Cube.
You're a crackhead of... Well, I don't like crack. Cocaine is better.
Absolutely.
I never date the crackhead of the friend group. They're always...
Courtney!
What's
up, guys? My name's Courtney, and my vagina is 17 inches wide.
Hey, yo, look. There you go, Blake. She
yo,
said she's
Safina
bored and doesn't do anything.
Can't even see her face now,
there you go. Spirit animal. Oh, okay.
What the hell is this thing?
Probably okay. We gotta read that.
Oh,
we have to
good.
Read that.
Good.
I'll read it out loud. I got you.
So
probably
you know,
playing Minecraft. I like to listen to music and draw and stuff. I guess kind of chunky. Don't know how to talk to people, but if you message me, I'll respond. Probably bonus points if you look like you belong on TikTok.
Move on. She is daddy. She's
so there's apparently a look like you look like you're
well,
supposed
you see,
to be on TikTok.
Boys. There's one really good part about
there's a look
it.
For that?
There is one good thing about this entire profile. You want to know what it is?
142
miles away.
142 miles away.
Yeah,
amen
I'm
to that.
I'm sorry. What,
dude, I would
what is
bet
this?
Good money that she's a corpse husband fan.
No, what
are... Absolutely.
Ew. Ew.
Like... You and me may, like, I have a common issue. Whenever I go into a job interview, I can't help but stand corpse husband.
No. No. Never, not a Reagan.
Ew,
that's a dude.
Gamer subs is better.
Mom of two, one
I'm
on the
sorry.
Way. You got yourself
I
a
No, you
Blake.
Don't look like that, and you're
hey,
a mom
she,
of two, and your ass is 18.
Hey,
I think that's a lie.
Bro, for a MILF, she kind of bad.
Dude, no. Why? We're
dude,
over
MILF.
An hour. We're just gonna keep going.
Future MILF.
Future MILF.
Yeah, no, we look, either we end right before an hour or once we hit an hour, we just keep going.
Molly.
Plus, the people deserve
Molly.
The extra
holy
long special.
Hell. Why?
God, this episode
hello,
has been
I'm a girl
so chaotic.
For dates? No.
No. Ew.
No. Ew. Ew.
Nick.
Oh god.
Now
this
no.
got down
yeah,
this went down.
Which
so
one
quickly.
Are you?
Look, I'm just saying this.
It's all funny games until I fuck
it's
your
all
dad.
All funny games until I fuck your dad. I can't skate. What the fuck? What
you know, I would swipe on it just because of that.
You gotta listen to Link. Why are they seven?
It's all fun and games till I fuck your dad.
Let's see, what kind of music is this?
This shit's making me lose my mind. Now my fucking accent's coming out.
Oh,
fuck.
God, I recognize it. Yeah, no, you skip. They listen to that. You
no.
Get the fuck out.
No.
Get the fuck out. Take it from experience. No. Get the fuck out. You second hear that music.
Makes a mean quesadilla. Jesus. You're retarded.
Why?
Your name's Evan.
Lesbian.
That said Lebanese.
I hate the words.
Possibly could have liked me here.
I was like, does that say lesbian?
Who the hell could have possibly liked me here? Wait a minute.
Wait, you got a like? Click it. Click it. Click it. Who is it?
Who?
It won't let you see. We're buying it. Buy it.
Bro, you have the money. Don't lie. Do it.
I really don't.
$13.49 a month. Oh, baby.
Okay, well, let's see. We got a good outline.
No, we don't. It looks like fucking... No.
No. No. Ick. No. No. Which one are you? No. Ooh. You. No.
Hey. Oh, mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Nah. No.
Oh, God, you're starting to get little cowgirls on your shit, bro. Ick. Be careful.
Ick. Which one were you?
Be careful.
No. Which one
people
are you?
People with different political ideologies than me. Blonde. Disgusting.
No. No. Absolutely
you see, I'm going to pull what they do. If you have different beliefs than me, I don't like you. We're going to have that a segment. It's called Rogue Stop Getting Political.
No. Why?
Dude, your shit's going downhill fast.
Wait, that first chick was the only good one.
For real? Which one are you? Pre-ordered
how did
MILF.
You skip
neither,
on that first
hopefully.
Chick?
Pre-ordered MILF.
What? Did someone translate that from bullshit to English?
No. Ick. No.
You know what the scary thing about some of these are? They're like 5 and like 2 miles away.
For real. Holy shit.
Like, you're going to be scrolling through this one day. We're going to be doing this, laughing. And, like, the next day, we're going to leave and go to the grocery store and see some one of the motherfuckers. And we're going to freak the fuck out.
Dude, I need to get me a bitch that look like IQ from Siege.
Dude.
Absolutely. I fucking know that woman. That redhead that we buy, dude, she looked like she went to our fucking school.
Mm-hmm. No.
Wait, it's all funny games that you find someone you recognize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went to our fucking school. I recognize her face and her fucking name.
This chick went to our school, I think.
That one? No, I'm talking about the other redhead that was our... Go back. Are you able to go back?
No.
Because that chick, I swear to God. Dude, like, there's a fucking back button right there.
Where?
Right to the left of the X. What is that?
Fuck. Oh, that?
What is that? Look at it.
Oh.
Oh.
I have to buy to go back. Man, fuck you. I ain't.
Man, fuck you. That bitch ain't worth it anyway.
She can stay back. I like weed and animals.
Now that.
That's a mood.
It's interesting.
That's a
that
mood.
That is definitely a fucking mood.
My personality trait includes being a 5'8 Virgo.
She's talking about her fucking... What's that? What the fuck is that called?
Bitch, height is not a personality trait.
She's talking about her fucking...
There's another one.
Called?
5'4
like, I'm not an expert, but I don't think height defines personality. Nor does when
you... It fucking doesn't. Her astrological...
Dude, I don't fuck with people that fuck with astrology,
no.
Even if it's...
If you see some chick talking about some shit like that, you best dip.
Okay, if it's a joke, though...
I don't like you. Yeah. I care about the dog.
I don't think that's a
more
woman.
Of the dog. Oh, another dog!
That's the same person.
I know, but I like the dog. Dogs.
That's no. Nice. That's a dude.
No. No. Why?
Oh, God. Got more of a gap between her teeth than the Grand Canyon, bro.
I put my dick in that shit.
Dude. Dude, there's no way these chicks are, like, fucking 18. I refuse to believe that.
Looking for a cowboy. That's what you put in your fucking...
no. Men are not good people. Let's see. Do you listen to Linkin Park? No, you listen to...
Bro, what's wrong with Linkin Park?
I don't know.
Bro, what's wrong with Linkin Park? I know you ain't dissing Linkin Park.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying she looks like she wants to kill herself.
Oh.
I only got one thing to say and one thing
only. Are
you trying to say don't go to Lone Star? Why do you go to Lone Star?
That one girl that said that shit. God bless you.
Mm-mm.
Goddamn buckle bunny.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I'm good.
That was not a woman.
That was a man.
That was definitely a fucking man.
That was a dude.
That was two.
I know.
That was a dude.
I know
that was
a you ain't about dude. To tell my ass that.
That's a dude.
I'm sorry.
You see, it was all fun and games, so she pulled out a penis that was twice the size
of me. I'm sorry. Is this fucking GTA now all of a sudden?
Oh, I swear I ran that bitch over in the beach earlier.
No, bro. Like, literally, look at it, bro. That's literally a carbon copy. That's what it is, bro.
Play some fucking Colt 45 real quick. That would get the real vibes going.
I'm sorry. What? Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, Blake? I play a little Colt 45.
Yeah.
Some Afro Man.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck with it.
Hey, that there old you go. It was blind man, right? It was this blind man, right? He was stealing his way down the street with this stick, right? Yeah. Hey, he walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said,
good morning, ladies.
You like that shit, man?
I'm sorry, you saw that just now, right?
My hand on the guitar, hey, pull on the drum, hey, just, hey, everybody try to ride the bike. I tell you all these motherfuckers. The first one started off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Say Coke 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, cap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our time singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. The field takes from
okay,
here to Hong
this
Kong.
Is cancerous.
So roll my joint. Pick out the
He's ended the stream.
Damn. That was so stupid.
Yeah, I like how we were sitting here, you're just fucking scrolling, you're just casually scrolling through Tinder, then there's me just jamming out to fucking Afro Man.
I'm playing Titanfall 2. So, like, what did you do yesterday on Sea of Thieves? You just kind of like...
I don't know. My Xbox killed itself.
Did you just go on, like, a high episode or something?
Huh?
It was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Did on the bed. Fucked on the floor.
I can't exactly hear you because they didn't have a
fucking
damn
afro. Yeah. Fuck to the right. She sucked my dick till the shit turned white.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that lyric.
Build up in a shaver life.
Bro, I ain't ever built some good head.
2x4. He beat me to the right, but fucking beat my ass all night. Flying, man. He's the best damn pussy I ever had. Oh, that's so fucking stupid.
I'm sorry. Carl Weezer Montero. Oh, no.
Oh, this song's so fucking retarded. I love it.
Wait, were we fucking jamming out to the song when we left fucking graduation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh no.
Want to enjoy presentations?
Oh, what the fuck are you playing? Presentations for free. What are you streaming? Oh my fucking god.
I got a badge today.
Shut the fuck up. Can I stop watching this?
Was hoping I can catch you.
Please stop it. Please stop it.
No, I want to show you the wait, I want to stream one more video. Stop the fucking stream. I want to show you something.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching his stream. Oh, shit. Alright, I'm watching your stream, Rogue.
Hey. Hell yeah, dude. Nice 2D background. I'm sorry. Did I just hear Among Us on your phone?
Hey, where is my looking for?
What are you doing? What are you looking for?
Fuck. Is it gone?
Oh my god.
I don't think I know where it is. Hey, this is getting a little awkward trying to find it.
Yeah, I can see that. Dude, Aiden, what the hell are you doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of weird ass noise going over there.
Try just the music.
I'm sorry.
And my fucking mic hit my chest.
Accurate battlefield.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to show y'all this. It's fucking sick. Listen to this.
Alright, that's
not
it.
The Facebook app.
See y'all next.
You
wanna
see some shit that I saw yesterday?
Say goodbye, moron. We'll see y'all next time, funny people.
Oh, yeah.